from a television program presented by WCEE Channel 23 on September the 17th, 1966.
This crowd gathered here under a broiling sun in California, more than 80,000 people. This Los Angeles Times Grand Prix has been growing in interest with every year. There you see some of that crowd. A good look at car number four. That's Bruce McLaren. Remember, a car of his own design. Race coming to you in color today on ABC's Wide World of Sports. And a good look at the wing chaparral. You saw that wing or spoiler, whatever you choose to call it, moving up and down. At the wind of the corner. Still McLaren. No noticeable change in the speeds or the standings of these cars. McLaren, Jim Hall, and John Surtees. New Zealander, an American, and an Englishman. A true international field here today. And now down the home straight. First lap has been completed. Big crowd here at the home stretch. Saw who the leaders were. That's Dan Gurney coming into the pits. The first car out of the race is the hometown boy, Dan Gurney. And the way they're lifting up that hood, it looks like he's got real big problems. Jim Hall still trailing McLaren by a narrow margin, and watch Surtees back there. That's the way they stand then, and we'll be back in just a minute at the Los Angeles Times Grand Prix. We're back again at Riverside, California, where there's a tremendous battle for the lead in the early laps of this race. Bruce McLaren is the leader, Jim Hall is second, and John Surtees is third. And now into the pits, here comes Pardelli Jones, one of the great Indianapolis drivers. And could be he's going to be one of the first casualties of the day. Dan Gurney already out with clutch trouble. Temperature on the track is reported to be 110 degrees, so there could be a lot of overheated engines before this day is done. But now here comes Phil Hill in the other chaparral. He was in sixth position at the start. Has now passed two cars. He's passed Stewart and Graham Hill. He's in fourth position, and more important than that, is moving up to challenge the leaders. This could be a four-car race very shortly. There's Jackie Stewart, in fact, in fifth now, since Phil has passed him. And there's John Surtees trying to get second place away from the other chaparral, driven by Jim Hall. Trying to outbreak him at the end of the long straight going into turn nine, but Hall shuts him off as they make the turn and come into the home straight. Bruce McLaren still the leader. Earlier, before the race, Chrissy Katamaki had a chance to talk to him.
Bruce McLaren, how do you drive this kind of a race?
Well, the thing about this race is that the competition is so fierce, so forceful. There are so many good drivers and so many cars that we're just going to have to go as hard as we possibly can right from the fall of the flag. This is pretty unusual in racing. Generally, you can be a little bit strategic. You can plan something. You can perhaps give the car a bit of a rest now and then, but this isn't going to happen this race.
Back to the action now, and there is Phil Hill into the pits. Just when he had moved up from sixth to fourth place and was challenging the leaders, something has happened to car number 65. Something also has happened to car number 83, driven by A.J. Foyt. That's that big 427-cubic-inch Ford engine in there. Something's gone wrong with that, and Phil Hill is out of the race. Back out on the track, however, the action continues, and Bruce McLaren, the leader, being challenged very closely by the other chaparral, driven by Jim Hall. Third place still is John Surtees. Tremendous race.
Tough luck, and what happened?
We had a problem with the fuel pressure that we had during practice, and we thought we had fixed it, and we didn't fix it.
Sure didn't look that way in the first few laps. You were going good.
It was going darn good. I was ready to give him a fit up front.
You sure looked that way. Unfortunately, if the car won't run, you can't do it. However, it's a break for us again. I hate to say it, but we at least will have you for commentary.
I don't like these new brakes too much.
Back to the action.
Back on the track with Phil out of the race, Jackie Stewart in this blue Lola, number 43, takes over fourth position and is now trying to lap Paul Hawkins in a slower car. And is going to do it quite handily. Now in fifth position, we have Graham Hill driving a Team Surtees Lola. But back on front, look at this battle for the lead. Bruce McLaren still in first place, but Jim Hall right alongside him as they head for this difficult turn eight. John Surtees, remember, very close to them, just out of the picture right now. This is this real difficult turn. Continues to tighten, and now they burst out of it. As they do, Hall really He's got him. Jim Hall has taken over the lead, and as he does, John Surtees also gets by Bruce McLaren. So suddenly, the standings among these three cars has changed dramatically. Jim Hall is the leader. John Surtees is second. Bruce McLaren is third. A good look at a wild piece of action there. And Hall beginning to stretch it out just a little bit. McLaren dropping back, may be having some trouble. And there's a spin out. That's spot the number. It's Ed Leslie. Ed Leslie in car number 76, spinning out but getting back on the track. Looks like he can stay in the race. There's Jackie Stewart now and Graham Hill, both of whom have gone by Bruce McLaren. So it's evident that McLaren very definitely, and there he is slowing down and having a lot of trouble after leading the race. There are the leaders. Jim Hall. John Surtees right with him now. Round turn nine and into the straight. Well, Bill, you got one chaparral up there in top anyway.
That's some consolation. Here comes Brucey. Look here.
McLaren, who was the leader, into the pits. I don't know. It could be overheating on a day like this, huh?
I don't know anything. It ever sure has been hot. Let's see. Mechanic, Tyler.
This is a good look at Bruce.
Looks like he's changing some plugs, it looks like.
Yeah. Chris Konomacki's down there. Let's see if Chris can get a word with him.
What seems to be your problems here?
It's just going on to less and less cylinders all the time, Chris. Started off just going on to seven, then now it's going back on to six.
So, a tough break for Bruce McLaren. We now have a tremendous battle for fifth place shaping up. Look at that. That's Skip Scott in car number 91.
And Mark Donahue right behind him. They're having a tremendous battle.
They really are, aren't they?
Skip gave a nasty little weave there going into turn nine. Here they come out again.
McLaren car in the pits. They've got it going. He's going to go back out of the track. It's going to heat. You never know what's going to happen.
He's
right?
Lost a tremendous amount of ground, though, Jim. Here comes Jim Hall again in the chaparral around turn six.
In first place, and there is John Surtees, former world driving champion, in second position. We'll be back in a minute, then, with more of the action at Riverside, California. The standings continue the same at Riverside as the battle goes on. Jim Hall is the leader in the chaparral. In second place, John Surtees of England. And in third place now, Jackie Stewart of Scotland.
Gets around the bends a little bit quicker, particularly this turn eight here. Something's very, very strange. I don't know whether he could possibly be having... There, look at that. Look at Surtees blast by him there. Sure, Jim must be having... either having some kind of brake problems or maybe something with the engine.
So the lead has changed hands very suddenly and dramatically at the end of that straight going into turn nine. Look how close they are now. Do you think it's possible, Phil, that Jim might be having any trouble similar to the trouble that forced you out of the race?
I don't really know. It could be. It's a tremendously hot day. And now that we know what actually happened to my car, that it was fuel boiling in the reservoir down the back, it could very well be.
As we mentioned earlier, I think the temperature on the track is said to be 110 degrees today. And now into the pits comes Skip Scott. And he is not alone. There have been a lot of them in and out, and a lot of them have been retired from the race. Here comes Bruce McLaren, who has been in a number of times now after having led the race early on.
Now, Tyler just shrugs his shoulder. That's his mechanic, and it looks like the thing is over for Bruce.
It sure does. And Skip Scott, he just looks like he's had it, doesn't he?
Yeah, probably so darn hot in here, isn't it?
Could be the driver that is exhausted there rather than the car. Well, there goes McLaren's car, and Jackie Stewart is in third place right now. In fourth place, after him comes Graham Hill, then Mark Donahue, and then George Fulmer in sixth position. We'll be back in just a minute then at the Los Angeles Times Grand Prix in Riverside. Really moving now. Chris talked to him earlier.
Now, the back stretch is over a mile long. How important is superior straightaway speed there?
It's very, very important because you can do a lot of the passing there very easily if your car has a lot of top speed. So... I think it's a definite advantage if you have a car that goes very fast on the straightaway, absolutely.
Jim, look at this. Jim Hall is trying to outbrake. He's done it. He's outbraked 13 going into turn 7 and gone around the outside of it.
It's not only an exciting race, but it's a very difficult one to explain in a way.
Well, I don't know what the heck's going on. I thought a little while ago that maybe Jim was having some brake problems, but gee whiz, he sure didn't have any then.
He certainly didn't. Jim Hall then has taken the lead back again from former world driving champion John Surtees of England. This tremendous battle going on and on at Riverside. More than 80,000 people gathered here, remember, under a broiling California sun. That Chevron's moving well now.
Oh, it sure is. There's some things I don't understand about what's going on, though. I don't understand why Jim now and then can pick right up and even draw away from Surtees, and other times, just nowhere. I don't get it.
Into the first turn again, and Jim seems to be stretching it out a little bit. Surtees doesn't let it get too far away, though, does he?
No, he sure doesn't. Now here he's got almost 100 yards on him, looks like, going through the S's here and going up towards turn 6.
I think that's about the longest lead that Jim has had all afternoon.
Yes, it is. But both of these fellows might be having their own little problems that we don't know anything about them. Either Surtees is having some brake trouble, and that's what allowed Jim to pass him back. There's the end of Andretti right there. Look at the engine's gone.
Look at
the oil pour out of the back of that thing. And that turn's going to be slippery right here.
I was going to say, that's a pretty bad place for that oil to be spattered, but Mario couldn't do anything about it. He got off the track as quickly as he could, I think.
There's the oil flag out, warning the other drivers.
And there goes Mario, walking his way home. Somebody gave him a glass of water or something already. And there goes Surtees again.
Gee, I don't understand what is going on either. I just don't get it. The whole thing doesn't make too much sense. Jim either has not got the power down the straight that he had earlier, or he's having some brake problems.
At any rate, it makes for a great spectator's race this afternoon here at Riverside. John Surtees back in the lead again. Jim Hall in second place. And there's Jackie Stewart, who is in third place, broken down on the backstretch. That's going to be the afternoon finished for him. Back up in front, Surtees in first place. Jim Hall in second place. Earlier today, Chris Carmacki got some interesting comments from both of these fellows.
Jim Hall, how do you drive this kind of a race?
Well, Chris, these 200-mile races, you got to go pretty much flat out from start to finish. They're sprint races. If you stop at the pits or if you have any kind of trouble, you're really out of the race. And the only thing that I'd say modifies that is the fact that this is a championship, and we intend to make the best showing that we can in the overall championship. So there could be some team strategy involved as far as who is where with how many points. But other than that, you got to run these races flat out.
Is there another strategy for a race of this nature with the feel we have other than flat out?
Oh, yes. I mean, a flat out strategy as such is very rarely used in any of these type of races. Not from the point of view of the optimum type of lap time. Your question is, a race should always be won as slow as you can possibly win it. And so your whole idea really is to keep the pace of the race down.
Jim, the back straightaway is over a mile long this time. Is superior straightaway speed a major factor in the race?
We've yet to see that, really. The cars accelerate very fast, and they reach their top speed in a hurry. We haven't seen a long straightaway yet, and I think that'll develop during the race.
It's not as fast on the straight as we had sort of imagined. At least from our point of view, it's not. But, of course, straightaway speed is a big factor in this race.
Where on this circuit does the flipper give you an advantage?
Well, it's a compromise thing. The flipper keeps us from having a disadvantage on the straightaway for an advantage we got in the corners.
Out of the circuit, the battle continues, and there's Surtees still in first place. But look at Jim right with him, Phil.
Right on his tail. Watch. Here they come around. There goes Jim trimming his wing there to get the maximum run down the straight. They really have been going at it in a terrific way here all day long.
And look at this.
Jim has just blasted by Surtees again. I don't understand what is going on. I wouldn't be at all surprised that Jim was having a little bit of that same problem that I had earlier on before I finally went out.
And maybe kind of coming and going, huh?
I don't know, but my car was doing the same thing, just sort of surging down the straight of there. Just fuel starvation.
How about explaining that flipper or wing just a little bit? There it goes again. What's the purpose?
Well, in the attitude you see it now, the incline attitude, it keeps the back of the car down, and the car is balanced well for braking and cornering with the thing in that position. When it's trimmed out straight, when you don't need braking or cornering ability particularly, it lets the car have the least wind resistance and get down the straights.
Okay, a good explanation of that particular appurtenance is only seen on the chaparrals. Right now in third place, we have Graham Hill. In fourth place, here is Mark Donahue. Mark driving very well today. And in fifth place, George Fulmer. That's the way they stand right now. White Wing Chaparral in first place, ahead of the former world driving champion in his Red Lola. This is Jim McKay reporting, and with me is the former world driving champion, Phil Hill. Phil, have you ever seen two fellas stay so close for so long a time?
Boy, I sure haven't, especially under these conditions today. It is just hotter than anything, and it's amazing these two cars are still together. Here they go around. There goes Surtees back by Hall again, going up towards turn eight.
He sure is. John Surtees has retaken the lead. That's the fifth time that the lead has changed hands between these two cars. Earlier in the day, Bruce McLaren led, but he broke down fairly early in the race. Look at them streaking along here now.
We're running out of time awful fast. There's only about 15 laps left, 14 laps, something like that. One of these.
This is Scooter Patrick's car. He's out of the race, and right now he's trying to figure out how to get across the track. Well, that's a pretty good way. Scooter is going to scoot. And no time for mistakes there either, because that was the race course. Here in third place, you saw Graham Hill. In fourth place, Mark Donohue. And in fifth place right now is George Fulmer. That's the way they stand at this moment, and we'll be back in a minute. We're back at Riverside in what is unquestionably the closest sports car race we've ever seen in Wide World of Sports. John Surtees of England leading Jim Hall by a narrow margin. And in fourth place right now is that car, number six, driven by young Mark Donohue. He's driving very well today, and Chris talked to him a little bit earlier.
Mark Donohue, how do you drive this kind of a race?
This kind of a race is a 200-mile sprint race, which we're going to drive just as hard as we possibly can, trying to allow the car to finish at the same time.
Mark, the back straightaway is over a mile long. How important is superior straightaway speed?
Oh, we all think it's quite important. The estimated top speed is in the neighborhood of 190 miles an hour, and we feel that the guy with a lot of horsepower is going to be very well off in this race.
In the closing laps of the race, however, the story is right here, right up in front, and there goes Jim again, Phil.
Here he goes right by John again, into turn nine and around turn nine. Boy, I'm telling you one thing. We've only got about four or five laps left, and if he doesn't hold it this time, he's going to have a rough time getting by 13 again.
Well, that is the sixth time that the lead has changed hands between these two racers today. Jim Hall right here, again in first place. Help! Look out. Trouble?
He almost hit the inside of turn seven there.
Oh, pretty close one. However, he straightened out again and still has the lead over John Surtees.
Now, let's see on the straight. Surtees has got back under him again.
He sure has. And that's the seventh change of lead between the two of them. Surtees again in the lead. Hall very, very close as they pass the grandstands here in the home stretch. Can't make it that time.
Boy, Jim is able to stay right on his tail there all through this twisty section, through turns one, two, and three, and through the S's. Look at that. I just believe he's got to be having some kind of trouble with his engine on the straightaway, because he loses a tremendous amount of ground right at the end of the straight, looks like.
In third place is Graham Hill. Remember, he's way behind. Nobody is close to these two leaders. Fourth place, as we said, is Mark Donohue. There he is. And in fifth place, George Fulmer. That's the standing at the top five right now.
Gee, Jim's lost a lot of ground now. Look at this. There must be a good, 100 yards or so between he and John.
That, by far, is the furthest he's been behind John Surtees all day. So this could be the final story of this race. They only have one lap to go now. And he's lapping at 150. That's pretty slow, isn't it?
That's not like quick. The road's almost slippery, though. Let's not forget that.
Jim Hall definitely slowing down.
He's never going to be able to make it.
John Surtees here, barring some wild catastrophe, is going to win this race on the final lap now. Jim Hall slowing down. Looks like he's going to settle for second, doesn't it, Phil?
Here he goes into turn seven. And gee, look at John's already leaving turn seven, well on his way to turn eight. There's no earthly way that Jim can get it now.
It's been some afternoon here at Riverside, however, but now you can see that Jim Hall is slowed way down in the chaparral, just nursing it around to take second.
Yeah, I hope he gets around the finish line.
He sure must have done a job, whatever the problem was, with handling that problem all through the course of the afternoon.
Sure did, yeah.
And this is going to be it. John Surtees waving to the crowd and getting the checkered flag of victory. And here's Jim Hall finishing second. Third place will go to Graham Hill of England. We'll be back for a word with the winner in just a minute. Place in the race, of course, went to Jim Hall in the chaparral, third place to Graham Hill, fourth place to Mark Donohue, and fifth place to George Fulmer. Tremendous race this fellow drove today, I'll tell you. Chris Economaki is somewhere down in the crowd. Chris.
John, congratulations. What a race.
Yes, what a race.
Wasn't it really?
It was. What with the temperature and the competition, it was some race.
The heat, was it really bothersome?
It certainly wasn't pleasant because it affected the eyesight as well as the general uncomfortableness in the car.
What about the dice you had with Hall, the back and forth? Were you testing one another, or was it really meaningful?
Well, I think that question would have been answered if it lasted to the end.
Congratulations and good luck to you.
Well, Phil, a great race it was. A well-deserved victory for John Surtees.
He drove a beautiful race.
Tough day for the Chaparrals. They had your car going out in the early going. And Jim Hall. Now, what happened to Jim's car?
I just spoke to him, and apparently the problem that I had and the problem that his are just the same, only I had it worse enough to stop me.
But he was able to stroke it through the last lap and hold on to second place.
Right.
One of the closest car races, however, I've ever seen for most of the time.
Yes, it was. It was really closely fought. In fact, Jim was by him three or four times during the race, wasn't he?
He sure was.
Wanted to lose it again.
Okay, that's the story. Thanks again for your help, Phil.
Thank you very much, Jim.